I'm Marty Moscow-Wayne. Welcome to Radio Times. President Trump was in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania last night to ostensibly promote the senatorial campaign of Congressman Lou Barletta, but spent most of the rally touting his own accomplishments and railing against the press, both big applause lines. He said Barletta's Democratic opponent, Sleeping Bob Casey, was overrated. WHYY's Bobby Allen was there and spoke with Steve Dowd, one of the thousands of Trump supporters who filled the arena.
The media in this country doesn't report the story fairly. So the media, they're like propaganda, a part of no different than like what North Korea would be. That's the way they portray it. And people know it.
While Barack Obama won this part of Pennsylvania two times, it went for Trump in 2016, turning the state red and taking Trump over the top to win the keys to the White House. I should add that Lou Barletta was an early Trump supporter. Well, the aforementioned Bobby Allen joins us here in our Philadelphia studio. Bobby, nice to have you back with us on Radio Times.
Thanks for having me, Marty.
And joining us by telephone is Thomas Baldino. He's a professor of political science at Wilkes University in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. He's written a number of books about voting rights and elections, working on a book about Pennsylvania governance and politics. Thomas Baldino, nice to have you back with us on Radio Times as well.
Great to be here. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bobby, let me begin with you. Take us inside the arena last night. What was it like?
Yeah, so the folks started lining up many, many, many hours in advance. When finally it was time for the event to begin, it filled up very quickly. I think the arena holds like 10,000 people. And, you know, before Trump came on, there was all sorts of chants attacking CNN. There was, you know, chants build the wall, drain the swamp, some of the sort of familiar choruses that have been linked to President Trump. And when Trump got up there and started speaking, many people forgot why he was there. Right, he was there to back Senate candidate Lou Barletta, but as you noted at the top, he spent most of the time taking swipes at the media, reliving his 2016 election victory, and attacking the press corps for – he was talking about election returns. He said, could you believe the fake media didn't call Pennsylvania when I knew we would win Pennsylvania? I mean, going over events from more than 20 months ago – occasionally, he would pepper some endorsement lines for Lou Barletta, but most of the event was really centered on attacking the media and relitigating the 2016 election.
He was also in Florida a couple of days ago, and there was a lot of coverage about him attacking the media and people at that event also giving members of the media the finger and cursing at them and calling them names. Was there something similar to that, Bobby?
There was. So I was sitting in the press box with other networks and local journalists, and at one point Trump said, you know, even these people back there, these horrendous, horrendous people, pointing at me and the rest of the press corps who were there covering the event, and some of his supporters wearing, you know, makeup America Great Again red hats were giving us the middle finger, you're giving us thumbs down, we're booing at us. At another point, Trump said, you know, called us the disgusting, the fake disgusting news, and that also elicited really, really loud boos and chants and taunts toward the press who were there. I've never been to a Trump event before, so that put me in a pretty awkward and alarming position, to be honest. I mean, I kind of felt like when I walk out of this arena, am I also gonna be harassed? And actually, when I was interviewing ralliers just to get their impression of what they thought of the event, I had to keep repeating, hey, can you take that sentence over, because Trump supporters would yell fake news over the interview. That happened several times.
So you couldn't get the tape you needed.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was kind of that was the environment last night.
Well, Tom, let me go to you and let's talk about Lou Barletta. He was the mayor of Hazleton. He was an early Trump supporter. He's a member of the House of Representatives. He wants to take down Bob Casey. What should we know about Lou Barletta?
Well, he entered politics in a serious way when he won the mayor office in Hazleton back in 2007, I believe. And he won that office several times. And during his time as mayor, he established a national reputation by having the city pass two ordinances that required landlords to determine if a rentee would be was an illegal alien, and the landlord was required to refuse to rent to someone who was illegal, and any employer in the area had to determine if an employee was in fact a legal resident in order to hire that person. Both ordinances were challenged in court, federal court, and both were overturned at great expense to the city, I might add. One of the people who was brought in as a consultant later in the process was Chris Kobach, who was brought on board by the president to serve as a co-chairman of the president's commission to investigate election fraud and is now running for governor of Kansas. And anyway, those ordinances were overturned, and his position as a person who opposes illegal immigration brought him to national prominence. He was, as you was already mentioned, he was an early endorser of President Trump, and he, along with Tom Marino, also of this area, he represents the 10th Congressional District, were both considered early on for cabinet positions. And you might remember that Marino was nominated to be, or excuse me, positions within the administration. Marino was nominated to be the drug czar, and he came under scrutiny because of his position as a sponsor of a controversial bill that became a law that made it difficult, right, to investigate the drug industry or whatever. And Barletta turned down an opportunity to serve in the cabinet, but then Trump approached Barletta to serve or to run in the Senate race, and that's where we are today.
Absolutely. Bob, you grew up in Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. My dad worked in a factory in Wilkes-Barre. I have a blue-collar background. I know what they call it, the Valley. So I know the Valley pretty well, the northeastern Pennsylvania area. Yeah.
But we, and even in my billboard, I refer to it as Trump country. Do you think that's true? And even based on some of the interviews that you did?
You know, I mean, Luzerne County has more Democrats than Republicans. You know, lots of union workers and other blue-collar folks switched. I think almost 6,000 Democrats switched to Republican to vote mostly for Trump in the Republican primary in 2016. And it's an area that has higher unemployment than the state and the national average. It's in many other ways struggling. You know, in the 50s, after the coal industry and the textile industry left, not too many other industries have replaced it. So I think a lot of national observers look at Luzerne County and call it the heart of Trump country because of the number of people who say they are the so-called forgotten, right? I mean, I interviewed lots of blue-collar workers there who said, you know, we're sick of politicians making us promises that are never fulfilled. In Trump, we were able to see in him someone who was actually going to shake things up and spoke a language, a very plain spoken, just say it the way it is kind of language that resonated with them. And so, yeah, it's definitely in many ways the heart of Trump country.
Tom, let me go back to you. And even it's too early there, several months ago before the November election, but it looks like Lou Barletta has some work cut out for him if he's going to take down Bob Casey. Of course, Casey is a very Pennsylvania name. I think the arena is in Casey Plaza, just to underscore that. What does Lou Barletta have to do to become senator, represent Pennsylvania in the U.S. Senate?
Well, that's a very good question. And let's keep this in mind. To draw parallels between what happened in 2016 to what might happen in 2018 is not easy. And I phrased it this way. Lou Barletta is not exactly Donald Trump, and Casey is not Clinton. That race in 2016 pitted a questionable or flawed Democratic candidate in Clinton against an interesting Republican candidate. And the dynamics of that race, I think, gave the previously Democratic voters in this county in particular an opportunity to cast a vote for a Republican when they might have gone for another Democrat. Okay, Clinton was not popular here at all. And even though she has some connection to Lackawanna County, which is north of us, She did not visit this region personally, she missed an opportunity to present herself as someone who would speak on behalf of the interests of the people here.
You know what, Tom, let me just jump in here, only because I'm looking at the clock and I want to get in a couple of more questions. But obviously Trump is not on the ballot this year.
Right.
But Casey and Barletta are. I mean, again, it seems like Barletta's got some work cut out for him.
Yes. So Barletta needs to turn out exactly the same constituency that Trump did, and hope that Casey doesn't generate the poor turnout among registered Democrats that Clinton did. And I think Casey will do well in Luzerne County. I don't think he's going to win the county because Barletta is very popular here. But Casey will carry Lackawanna County, and probably with a larger margin than Clinton did. So Barletta has a serious problem with name recognition. I will admit I did not attend the rally yesterday, but in reading about the people who were there, and with the rally was covered extensively, local media and the newspapers,
Sure. There
were quite a few people there who were from out of the area who, when asked about Lou Barletta, did not recognize the name. And in fact, many of them admitted that they came, they wanted to learn more about him, do more research about him. So he is behind in the early polls. He is behind in fundraising. And it's not clear whether outside money will come into the state on his behalf.
Well,
Koch Foundation has indicated he's not on their list of organizations
That's interesting. I want to play one more clip, and this is you, Bobby. You were talking to some of the activists who were outside the arena. This is a guy named Joe Biscotto. Let's give it a listen.
And, you know, and we do understand the reasons why he did so well in Luzerne County. This whole area was full of coal industry. It was full of dress factories. You know, all those jobs have been shipped overseas. And, you know, people in this area are struggling. Here comes this guy who, you know, lives in some ivory tower somewhere, pretending he's going to be the champion of working people. You know, and people are so desperate for change that they believed him. He's been a con artist his whole career. And that's what he continues to do. And he's good at it.
Obviously, a critic outside of the arena, Bobby, about a minute here before we have to say goodbye. But interestingly, Democrats have this huge registration advantage in Pennsylvania, and yet many of them struggle to get elected or reelected.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so Joe was there to say, look, a lot of the national press, when they parachute into Luzerne County, they like to find someone who is this person, is this former factory worker, you know, someone connected to the coal industry, and say, you know, they believe in Trump because Trump said he's going to bring back these old industries. When Joe is saying there are thousands and thousands of people, I mean, not too long ago, Democrats outnumbered Republicans 2-1 in Luzerne County who just don't believe in Trump and don't believe in his policies and want nothing to do with him. And Joe is there, and he had a gaggle of, you know, about 200 or so people to say, you know, a lot of the people who are coming to see Trump don't represent all of Luzerne County. That it is, like Pennsylvania, by and large, a purple, politically purple area, and it's often up for grabs.
Well, it'll be a very interesting place to watch as the race continues and other races begin and end. Bobby Allen, thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Marty.
Reporter for WHYY. Thomas Baldino, thank you for joining us. And he's a professor of political science at Wilkes University in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. Tom, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we're going to take a very short break, and then we'll be talking about children along the border and separation. Stay with us. We'll be right back.